And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, and the gold, and the spices, and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind, and the ointment of his right hand which bereweth itself. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honour. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither modified with ointment. And Hezekiah was glad of them, and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver, and the gold, and the spices, and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of ointment. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?